Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Morgan Wallen is on Q104, and you've got the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. This morning, getting up for work in my house, usually it's just me. This morning, everybody was up almost.
Oh, it was a full house. Everybody was up and moving?
Yeah. Today, Will, who graduated from eighth grade yesterday, he left this morning with his eighth grade class to Washington, D.C.
Oh, he's off to D.C. Oh, this is such an exciting trip. Yesterday, Yesterday when we were talking about how you told us that Will, over the weekend, like end of school is coming up, and he jumped in the pool with all his clothes on with his friends.
Yeah.
That is a moment that he's going to remember, but so is D.C. D.C. is like a core memory. At least it was for me.
Yeah, I've never been to Washington, D.C. When my eighth grade went to D.C. when I was a kid, I did not attend because I was in Walt Disney World.
Mm.
That's a different story for another day.
Yeah, that is. I do have questions. But, okay, he is in for a good time. Some history, some learning, but more or less a good time with his friends.
I hope so. I mean, that bus left early this morning.
Aren't you happy that you're not on it?
Like as a chaperone or something like that? You know, a lot of people have asked me that, to like, would you have wanted to be a chaperone? And the school didn't even accept them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have staff for the entire trip. There are no parents on this Washington, D.C. trip.
That's kind of nice, though. Let the kids, like, have a little bit of freedom. Extend the leash a little bit, right? Make them feel like real adults. They're off on their own. No parents.
So the way that they travel is they put them in groups, like groups of four. I think normally, and that's who you stay in the hotel room with, and that's who you're supposed to sit together with on the bus, and you're really supposed to be like, what do they call it? Like
travel buddy system.
Yeah, travel buddies. And so the travel buddy system was already working this morning because, as I've mentioned before, Will is not allowed to have his phone in his room at night. It has to charge in our bedroom. And so the phone starts blowing up, like, even before I get up in the morning.
Really? Okay, so those kids are itching. They are ready to go.
It's like, guys, come on.
Wow, yeah, because you wake up early. You wake up earlier than I do.
I would have liked that extra 15 minutes of sleep this morning. It's like, act like you've been there before. Guys, come on.
I mean, this is probably their first time waking up when it's dark outside. Cut them some slack. They're excited.
Probably is. And Will also, for some reason, wrote me a note. Well,
is it cute or like, no? Or is it like, hey, the clothes in my room are dirty. Can you throw them in the laundry? Well,
yeah, your reaction to that, to me saying that he left me a note is not going to fit. the note said, wake me up for DC. As if I needed that note.
He just wanted to make sure that you got the memo.
He wanted to make sure that when I got up, that I went to, that I go to his room and get him up. So he doesn't miss the D.C. trip. Why he left me the note, I don't understand.
Wanted to reiterate it. Did it say, like, love, Will, or anything?
No, nothing like that. It just said, okay, wake me up for D.C. First of all...
No niceties. I was going to try to twist it and turn it in a way that was cute, but I don't think I can.
No, I mean, it's silly. I mean, my room is pitch dark in the morning. I'm not going to see a note.
Well, yeah, but you would have seen it after he's gone to D.C., right?
No, that makes no sense.
If he left you a note when he's off to D.C. and it was like, hey, Dad, I'm going to miss you so much for the next couple of days. That's what I was thinking.
Sure. If it was a note like that, then yeah. But
no, this was not that note.
This was not a heartfelt note for my son. This was an instruction. Get me up for my DC trip.
And he didn't even need it. He was already up and at him.
No. I've been away from him for a period of time, you know, because I've been on work trips. So I haven't seen him for like 4 or 5 days.
Right.
I'm not sure if he's been away from a parent for this long. So this should be interesting. How often should I check in with him? Should I even do that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Check in with him. He's going to have so many stories to share. And
but he won't share them over the text.
Oh, yeah. But still just like ask like, you know, what have you been up to? Any highlights? Can't wait to hear about it. Oh, yeah. Definitely check in with him.
Because I want to give him his space.
I would say at least once a day. Check in.
All right. Once a day. All right.
I would say if you want to get all crazy, you could go with 2 a day. But hey.
So since I dropped him off this morning, does that count as the once a day? So I don't need to text him until tomorrow?
You're overthinking this. You're way overthinking this. This is your son. You can text him anytime.
I overthink everything. Thank you for being here this morning. Good vibes are on the way. It's Hot Take Tuesday. We'll get to that at 7:25. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You versus Olivia in some trivia.
Somebody.
7:55 and 8:55 this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Chapel Roan. And you've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Q104. Alyssa and I are marching in the Pride Parade on Saturday, downtown Cleveland.
Yeah. I hope the weather is nice for that, at least. I was looking ahead. It is going to be warm. It's a chance of rain, but rain or shine, we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, it'll go on whether it rains or not, right?
I'm pretty sure.
And you could be a part of it with us. Is that correct? You can join us for the Pride Parade.
Yeah, we would love it if you walked with us, come hang out downtown, enjoy all the Pride festivities. The parade and the festival, they're both free. But we want you to come walk with us. So if you're interested, you want to hang out on Saturday, shoot us a DM at the Q Morning Show on Instagram or send us a text 216-474-0104. I'll get all the info that you need to know sent your way.
Harper in Independence is on with us. Harper, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
Oh, what's going on with me? So much. Well, I just got married on Saturday.
Wait, what?
This past Saturday?
Yeah.
So why are you calling us right now?
Yeah, why are you even doing anything this week?
I took all of last week off, but I'm working this week. We're going to wait and take our honeymoon at the end of June.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not one to talk. My husband and I have not even done our honeymoon yet, and we got married in October, so I feel that.
Okay, I feel better.
So how was the wedding, though, on Saturday?
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. It was so great. But I have this dilemma from the wedding. So my very good friend, I shouldn't mention her name, I guess, because I don't know if she's listening. But you know what? She knows who she is anyway. So I don't know. Whatever. But she's getting married this weekend.
This weekend? What is going on in your friend group?
Oh, my gosh. Busy.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, so you just got married on Saturday. Your friend is getting married this weekend.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, did you have an issue with that? Like when you found out that your friend was getting married a week after you were getting married?
I don't really think that she purposefully chose to get married the week after me. Honestly, I think it's just kind of the way that it worked out.
Okay.
You know, there's only so many weekends in a year, especially in the summer.
Yeah.
It's fair.
All right. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. But is there something else going on?
Yeah. So her gift to me for the wedding was that she Venmo'd me $100.
Okay.
And I just thought it was a little tacky, a little impersonal. But I'm willing to give her a pass because she's getting married this weekend. I know it's stressful. I was just there. But my question for you is this. Can I just Venmo her $100 on Saturday? Like, I know, basically, I'd just be sending her money right back to her. But does anybody see anything wrong with that? Is that a little petty? I don't know. She didn't put any effort into my gift.
Oh, well, it's a good point.
Okay, so, a couple things here. First of all, is a Venmo gift for a wedding, is that tacky? Alyssa, would you consider that tacky?
So, no, I thought that that's what the, I thought that that's where this was going. Like, mm-hmm. just is this tacky? And I was going to say, no, like, it's still, money is money. It doesn't matter how it gets to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's funnier that it took a bit of a turn. I was not expecting you to say, like, is it cool if I just do the same thing right back to her this weekend?
Yeah, is it?
What do you think, Bill?
I wouldn't do it. Like, I understand the temptation of wanting to do that. I think I would want to try to one-up her, and I would actually have a nice card with either cash or a check or whatever it is, gift card or
and
something.
And show her, like, how it's done correctly.
Yes, exactly. Mm. You know, so I would not... If you think that sending someone cash over Venmo for a wedding gift is tacky and impersonal, then I would not stoop to that level.
Yeah.
I would try to one-up her. That's just me, however.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, the fact that she Venmoed you $100, though, if I'm being real with you, if you did the same thing back to her, I mean, I think that passing $100 back and forth is kind of silly, but I don't really think she'd care.
What if you did this, Harper? What if you Venmo her $75?
Or $101. Wow. There you go.
Like
that's
that
a
too.
True.
Wow, guys.
That's a true one up right there.
These mind wow. games that we're playing with Harper's friend.
Maybe we should just let other people call and handle this.
That sounds good. 216-474-0104. I'm not sure about our advice. It's questionable. Do you have better advice for Harper? Is sending someone cash by Venmo an acceptable wedding gift? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. That is the new number one song in the country, number one on the Billboard Hot 100, Alex Warren and Ordinary, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Text coming in about what Harper asked us about. Harper got married this past weekend, and her friend, who is getting married this weekend, coincidentally or not coincidentally, her friend got her $100, sent her $100 by Venmo.
Which Harper thinks is a little tacky, definitely very impersonal. But her friend's wedding this weekend, she's wondering, can I just Venmo her $100 as a gift since that's what she did for my wedding?
So let's see what the texts say. I feel it's tacky. You should do it right to show her how tacky she's being. Do it right, I'm assuming, by getting a card.
Yeah.
And
with like cash, check, whatever.
You mentioned cash. Someone said, let's see, someone texted in and said, whenever you're going to a wedding, you should never give cash in the card, always a check. And because someone said that sometimes they steal the card box.
I have absolutely heard of that. Yes. You're supposed to guard that card box like with your life when you're getting married, or even like graduation parties. Same thing. When I graduated high school, I had a box for envelopes and I had to like guard it and like make sure that nobody was getting into it. No sticky little hands were taking stuff out of there.
Jeez.
I know.
I want to hear that story.
Hey, at least that's one upside with Venmo. You don't got to worry about anybody pickpocketing you.
If your card box was stolen at your wedding or whatever event that you were hosting, man, I'd like to hear that story.
Oh, but, yeah. I've heard stories. I've read stories.
One more text. Someone writes, I would get a cute card. I do think Venmo is impersonal, but it's the thought that counts. If it was me, I would just get a cute card and... Again, drop it in the card box, which apparently is stolen all the time. I never knew this.
Hey, the more you know.
Oh,
my gosh.
Keep
it in mind, next time you're having a party with any sort of cards coming your way, gifts. I know you don't keep the cards. You just throw the cards away, but the money.
Who am I inviting to my party that might be responsible for stealing my card box?
I don't know.
Who do I associate with that might steal from me?
You'd be surprised.
The Q Morning Show. Good morning. Doja Cat. You've got the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. All right, 216-474-0104. Good vibes are on the way at 6:55. What is you feeling good this morning?
What's got a smile on your face?
I thought Alyssa would walk into the studio and be in such a great mood this morning because we have highs heading into the 80s today. And no, she still complained. She's like, it's not warm enough right now. It's only in the 50s.
See, that's the problem, though, is that I look at the weather right when I wake up. So I could see that, like, toward noon today, I mean, it's supposed to be gorgeous. But I dressed for the weather that I was expecting today, and it's not quite there yet.
That's how weather works.
I know. I just don't like it.
It's a gradual high. It's a gradual climb into the 80s. It's not 80 when you wake up.
A girl can dream. Okay.
Layers. Wear layers. Good vibes on the way. 6:55, the Q Morning Show. Going to Vermilion to talk to Jessica. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
We hear you have good vibes to share with us.
Yes. After over 2 years of waiting for availability anywhere in the city of Vermilion, I have finally found availability and able to get on my own feet for my son and I.
Oh, that's amazing. Is it a program or?
No. It's an apartment, but everything is always packed.
Oh, that is amazing. How old is your son?
He is 10.
Jessica, what have you been, how much can you tell us, what have you been struggling with the past few years? Because it doesn't sound like it's been easy for you.
When my son, just after he turned one, we had to move back to Ohio from out of state. And as a single mom, I've had to, between bankruptcy and custody and all kind of different things, I've had to start over. And I'm now in a position to either buy or rent. Unfortunately, everything to buy is a little out of my price range, but there was an availability in one of the apartment complexes, and I called on a whim because I had almost given up on calling anybody, and the lady said, yeah, we have availability coming open soon.
Wow.
Never give up, right?
Yep.
Right.
One step at a time.
It's been 9 long years of rebuilding, but it's happening.
Now, is your son going to have his own room, or is he going to have like his own little space?
Yep, he's got his own room, his own space, and there's the area we can, you know, play and sports and all of that.
Oh, I'm sure that he is so freaking excited, and I'm sure you have to be too. This is such a huge weight off of your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica, thank you for calling in and sharing your good vibe, and we hope that this is the first of many positive things to happen to you in the next few months.
Thank you. Have a great day.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. All right, so Alyssa, tell me what it is. Tell me what's going on. Usually it's us. We're the ones giving things away.
Typically, that's what's happening.
Rarely do we win anything.
I know.
How is it possible that we have won a pizza party? How is that even possible?
Well, first of all, you know I love a team bonding moment. And this is an extra little team bonding moment as a reward for all of our hard work painting a fence at the Metro Parks on Earth Day. You remember that?
When did we do that? I don't remember doing that.
Oh, you didn't do that. I did that because you were on a boat. You were on a cruise. So we were all putting in hard work at the Metro Parks on Earth Day back in April, painting a fence. And we won a pizza party, but it's for the whole office. So you're invited still, even though you didn't help.
Who's giving you guys a pizza party?
The company, I guess, that the top cities, like the top markets, so the whole Cleveland market, we won a pizza party for Quadrant 2. How were we judged? I'm so glad you asked, even though you didn't. We're judged on creativity, of volunteer activation, and the spirit of team engagement. We did that.
My next question is, how can our company afford this?
Yeah, that's a question that I actually don't have the answer to, but I'm a sucker for a pizza party, so I'm not asking questions.
This seems like a waste of resources.
Hey, you know what? Just accept the free pizza.
I can't have free pizza.
Why?
I wasn't there. I wasn't part of Earth Day. I was on vacation. So for me to stroll into the break room and start eating pizza, undeserved pizza, pizza that I did not earn.
Nobody's even going to remember. Earth Day was over a month ago.
Oh, people remember.
Nobody's going to remember that you weren't there.
I would remember.
Just sneak up there, get a slice of pizza.
If I was there painting a fence and someone walked in, if Ted walked in and Ted wasn't there painting the fence that day, I'd be like, Ted, hands off the pizza.
Would you really?
You didn't earn it. Yes, of course.
Oh my gosh. Protective of the pizza. I had no idea.
Yeah. If the company's going to go to the lengths of they're going to spend money and they're going to provide pizza for the people that participated, that pitched in, that painted a fence on Earth Day, you can't have any stragglers in there.
Ah, you're such a rule follower. It's a pizza party. It's for everybody.
It's a pizza party for the people that earned it. Not for the Johnny-come-latelys.
Do you want to paint like a birdhouse or something? That way you can feel like you did something for Earth Day. I can do that. I can get you a birdhouse to paint. We can get you a little craft so you can do something.
No, I'm going to be there.
Just not eating the pizza.
I will not eat pizza. I will just sit and stare at people eating pizza. But also, I will help keep people out that weren't there.
Oh, so, you're going to be like the pizza security.
Yes. Please provide me a picture of everyone who was there. Like, because I know you guys took a group picture. And I will sit there. I will stare at the picture and I'll just keep looking up periodically.
It'll be the bouncer.
Sort of like I'm in the Secret Service.
Yeah.
You know, and just try to match faces with people that are in the room.
We can get you a list, too, and you can really just, like, are you on the list?
That would be good.
First name, last name.
That would be good.
I would love to see you do that.
And I would like to be rewarded by the company for doing that.
They just might. You never know. They just might.
All right. Thanks for being here this morning. Hot take.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Tuesday is on the way. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I don't even remember how we got into this conversation yesterday, but I just remember the fighting.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember what we were talking. Oh, I do, actually. When we were talking about Harper, when she called in saying that her friend Venmo'd her $100 for a wedding gift. We started talking about greeting cards and do you give cards for birthdays, special events? And then we started talking about do you keep them? Because
okay,
I keep all of the cards that people give me for occasions. Every card that I've ever gotten for every birthday, every Christmas, even if it's from someone I don't like, I keep them. But Bill, you were saying that is so not something that you do at all. You said that, I think you said what, 2 to 3 week shelf life for cards, and then you chuck them in the garbage.
2 to 3 week shelf
life? That's what you said, I thought.
That's way too long.
Okay, well, still, they have a shelf life, which mine do not.
All right, so if we would have spun the wheel this morning on Hot Take Tuesday, this is what it would come up on. It would come up, what is the shelf life for a greeting card? Because I'm ready. I've put some thought into this.
Oh, I have too. This is something I've felt passionately about. For many years.
Okay, birthday cards?
Yes.
2-day shelf life. You can have your birthday card on display for a couple days, and then it's got to go in the trash.
And you throw it in. See, I'm okay with only having it on display for 2 days. The throwing it in the garbage part is what has me a little tripped up.
What's the point of keeping it?
Because it's a memory. Somebody put time into into writing it.
Really?
Writing in it.
Do you put that much time into your cards that you buy?
I do.
Usually we're buying cards like on the way to the party. Like, well, oh, we got to stop and get a card. And then you run in and then you just grab any card and then you sign your name and then you throw the gift card in it.
See, even if I do that on the way to a function, I will sit in the car when I get to the function for like 10, 15 minutes and write out something really nice in the card. I don't ever give a card that has my name. I always will write something like nicer. I've given you cards, Bill. You know this. The cards I've given you.
Why do you have to be so extra?
Because I'm a Cancer. I have a lot of feelings.
Okay. What other cards are there? Christmas cards?
Okay.
Those are probably the cards with the longest shelf life. You can keep those up until the Christmas lights come down. But once the lights go down, then you got to take all your Christmas cards and throw them away.
And you're I'm sorry. Every time I just have to keep coming back to it. You're throwing them away.
Don't understand.
Even like the pictures, like the cards with pictures of people's kids for Christmas cards, you just throw them in the trash.
Especially those.
Oh my gosh, Bill. Do you know how much Christmas cards cost?
I'm not the one sending them.
But you're receiving them, and you could at least put a little bit of care into them after you get them.
I'm sorry, wedding cards. Those have the longest shelf life.
How long are you staying for those?
1 year.
Oh.
You can, so on
now,
your,
why do those have a longer shelf life?
Because on your 1 year anniversary, you're allowed to go back and look at the cards and everything else, but then you got to throw everything away.
Only on your 1 year anniversary.
Yes, only on your 1 year.
So after 1 year, okay. In the trash. Burn it all.
Thank you cards?
Thank you cards I'm a little less dedicated to, because those usually are just like a signature.
Yeah, less than 1 day. You can actually just read those. Someone says thank you, you could just read those and just throw those away right away.
I want to be real though, I probably still have thank you cards that I've kept for over a decade. So
I don't understand why. Like, who goes back and actually looks at old cards like that?
I have never gone back and looked at them. I just have a hard time getting rid of them because I know that somebody put thought and feeling and time into it.
Yeah, you're a hoarder.
We are already getting texts. This one came in. Alyssa has issues. I know.
It's a fire hazard that you have there. 216-474-0104. Hot Take Tuesday. The shelf life for a greeting card. How long do you keep them? The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, Hot Take Tuesday. I'm going to go right to the phones here. Here's what we're debating this morning. Greeting cards. How long do you hang on to them? Alyssa says forever.
I keep them all. I have boxes, not even just one box at this point.
And I say get rid of them as soon as you possibly can.
And he's saying like throw them in the garbage, not just put them away in the trash.
Mandy in Sheffield, good morning. What do you do with your greeting cards?
Good morning. Alyssa, I'm so glad you're keeping a hold of those because I take my greeting cards from loved ones. I don't keep all of them, but from loved ones, I keep their signatures and I make a collage out of them and frame it and put it on my wall. So you just take random pieces of the card that you like. It could be anything to make a background, and then you take their signatures.
Oh, see? And you would never be able to do that if you hadn't held on to those cards.
I have my great-grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, because my mom kept cards from family members. I'm not talking about every single card. I'm just talking about the special ones from your loved ones.
Those are the most important ones that you got to keep in a safe place.
Sounds like a lot of work, Mandy.
It is, actually, but it took me several hours, but it was worth it.
I might try to outsource that.
Are you getting more convinced now, Bill?
See what Katie and Burita has to say. Katie, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Am I ready?
I am ready. I was thinking
I'm not hearing well this morning.
He turned 50 and everything is just like declining.
I thought Katie asked me if I'm ready.
No.
Have I ever sounded ready doing this show? Not ever at one point. What are your thoughts on greeting cards, Katie?
Okay, so greeting cards, I will keep it like on my kitchen table for like a week or something like that. If it's a picture card, it'll go on the fridge and last like a month or two. But I was telling Bill over the phone that I don't even give out greeting cards myself. I think it's a waste of money. I'll only give you a greeting card if I give you a gift card. Otherwise, nah.
Okay, and
but
so
you wouldn't save that gift card, or excuse me, you wouldn't save that card. Just
see, I always do. I always do, but that's just a me thing.
But you know, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, but it does. Okay, I think also the problem is that my family spends a long time looking for cards. My mom will be posted up in the CVS card aisle for like 25 minutes.
Janelle in North Royalton.
Hi, how are you guys?
Please tell me why you would keep Christmas cards longer than a few months.
So it's specifically the picture ones, and I have a hard time getting rid of them, and I think it's because as I've lost family members, I'm just glad I had those pictures. And it was kind of funny the other day, we're renovating the first floor house, and I'm like, asked my husband, I was like, why? I don't want to toss these. And he's like, why? And I just think it's, you know, that just the fact that there's pictures of friends and family, and I've watched their kid. I could watch their kids grow up in Christmas cards. Mm. So I've had a hard time just tossing them.
Yeah. I mean, it's a memory. It's a good thing to keep around, but also, too, it just doesn't take up that much space.
All right, we have to go to Mandy in Parma. It's very chaotic where Mandy is right now. There's kids, and I think she's trying to get her kids to school. Mandy, are you there?
The girls were excited to talk to you.
Oh, hi, girls! Oh, my gosh! It sounds like you got a fun car this morning.
Oh, yes.
Mandy, who's all there with you?
So I have Aria and Reagan.
Okay, and how old? What grade?
So Aria is 5 going into kindergarten, and Reagan is 3 going into pre-K.
Okay, and so everybody's getting dropped off right now?
Yes, they're outside running around.
Do they have a last day of school this week, or do they go throughout the summer as well?
They go through the summer, but we're starting summer camp soon, so they're finishing up their last week here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay, so the vibes are high. Morale is good.
Okay, yes. So Mandy, we're talking about greeting cards. What is their shelf life? How long do you hang on to them? Now, you're someone who hangs on to your greeting cards.
Yes.
You're like Alyssa.
When I was born and, you know, the younger ages, my mom kept the cards for me. And then when I was old enough to take care of them, she passed them along to me. So I actually have them all in a box organized by year and event. And I have them from when I was born to up until now, and I started a box for both of my kids from when they were born and all their birthdays. And, I mean, it's really nice to look back because, like, my grandparents have passed and my aunts and uncles and all that stuff. So to have their writing and the date on it is kind of like a good keepsake to have to look back. And I actually came across one that I found the other day, and I put it right in my box from like 2018 when my grandma was still alive and she signed it. And it's nice to be able to look back and have those memories of the birthdays and events they were at.
Yeah.
All right, Mandy. Well, I was going to make jokes, but instead you just decided to just reach into my chest and rip out my heart.
See, Bill, you got to start keeping your cards.
Mandy, thank you so much for listening to us.
Yes. Oh, we listen to you guys every morning. We have an hour drive to school.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for spending that with us.
Yes.
Have a fun summer with the girls. Hopefully they enjoy their summer camps.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Stephanie in North Royalton is here. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions. If you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen just got married to who?
What's her name? She's the singer. Oh, my gosh. I can see her face. Oh, my God. I can't believe I can't remember this now. Ooh, I don't know. I can't remember her name.
All right. Sorry about that one. Question 2. If someone was choking, you might use this technique to save them.
A Heimlich maneuver.
Question 3. If you put every country in the world in alphabetical order, what country would be last?
Zimbabwe.
Question 4. North Shore High School was the name of the high school in what 2011 movie and 2024 remake?
2011 movie, 2024 North Shore. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
All right, we'll move on to the final question. It's a four-letter word that became popular, encouraging you to live life to the fullest.
Oh, YOLO.
All right. Stephanie, way to go. Let's get Alyssa back in here.
Okay. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Let me see. Let me count you up. I have you down for three right today. Three correct.
Okay.
Stephanie, don't be disappointed. Three is really good.
I'm just so mad because I know that first one. I see her face in my head.
Oh, so, well, maybe Alyssa doesn't know, and then...
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm hoping she doesn't say it because that's going to make you feel worse.
Oh, I know it now.
Let's find out. Alyssa, okay. Stephanie in North Royalton.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
She is kicking herself because she went 3-5 and she thinks she knows the answer to this first question that I'm about to give you.
Okay.
Question number one. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen just got married to who?
Haley Steinfeld? Yes.
Is that what you were going to say, Stephanie?
Yep.
It was one of those things, like, just saw it in the headlines briefly.
I could see her wedding dress.
Oh, that's the worst.
By the way, Alyssa needs 3 to tie and 4 to win today. Question two. If someone was choking, you might use this technique to save them.
The Heimlich? Okay.
The Heimlich maneuver is correct.
I wasn't sure if you were looking for that or CPR.
If someone is choking, you would use CPR?
I don't know. I hope no one's ever choking around me. I don't really know what to do.
Yeah, that would be, you know, pretty awkward. It's like I need someone to get this food out of my trachea and you're trying to kiss me.
I'm like, does he need mouth to mouth? What do I do?
All right, question three. If you put every country in the world in alphabetical order, what country would be last?
Zimbabwe?
Gosh darn it, I thought I had that one.
I love that question. I've been asking that question to everybody for a few days, and that is the exact answer that I get. Zimbabwe? Like, nobody can think of any countries that start with a Z. Yes, that is the correct answer.
That's the one.
All right, question four. North Shore High School was the name of the high school in what 2011 movie and 2024 remake?
Oh, North Shore High School. My goodness. I don't know. I'm going to say, oh my gosh. Maybe I do. Is it Mean Girls? Yes!
It is Mean Girls.
Did you say 2011?
Yeah.
That's not when the first one came out.
Oh, maybe I got that wrong.
That was like 2004.
Oh, my bad if I screwed that up. Final question. It's a four-letter word that became popular, encouraging you to live life to the fullest.
YOLO.
YOLO is correct. All right, so Alyssa goes 5-5 today.
Woo!
That makes me feel better. I would have lost anyway.
I'm glad that you feel better. I don't know. To be fair, one of those questions, that was Bill's mess up.
Yeah,
that was misleading.
I honestly don't know how I screwed that up, but I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah.
Well, of course it's possible.
Original Mean Girls came out in 2004, so that's a little...
Is iffy.
Okay, Stephanie, I know that you took the L today, but we'd still love you to be a part of Q104's Girls Night Out.
Oh, that's so great. I'm so excited. My name is Stephanie, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College and Knowledge on Q104.
Thank you for choosing us this morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So what are we going to call this segment? What's trending on TikTok?
Yeah, I don't really have a name for it yet, but I felt like this would be fun because Bill refuses to get TikTok. So I feel like every day I have to pick very carefully, like, which TikTok I'm going to make him sit and watch.
And when I am on TikTok and when I watch a video, there are many times where I don't understand what's going on. Like, I don't understand how that's a trend. I feel like there's a lot of misinformation on there. I mean, just look what's going on. What were we just talking about the other week about the kids that were setting their Chromebooks on fire?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was like a TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
But it was like causing fires on Chromebooks.
Right. Some kid in Elyria was arrested and charged with a felony, you know, for arson and destruction of property or whatever else.
Yeah,
it was.
Not all the trends are wholesome, but this trend that I found, this one is the most wholesome of them all.
Okay, so obviously we're going to be testing this out. What's trending on TikTok? So you're going to share helpful information, wholesome content.
not always wholesome, but this one in particular really, really warms my heart. So this trend, it's called the male goodnight call trend. It's where it's to combat the male loneliness epidemic. I'm sure you've heard of that. Have you?
The male loneliness epidemic.
Yeah, it's just referring to the fact that there's a growing like social isolation, specifically in men. It's a little alarming that there's a lack of close friendships and even romantic relationships.
Hasn't it always been that way?
I think so. I think so. I think it's maybe that the internet just makes us more aware of it now. But this trend is guys literally just calling their friends to tell them goodnight.
Okay, so this is it right here?
Yeah, I have a clip, so go ahead, roll it. This is a...
Yo, what's good, bro? What you got going?
I'm literally just trying to get this temperature stuff going on with Keenan.
Oh.
Trying to bring your temperature down. Why was that?
No, I'll just call and tell you goodnight, bro. Sweet dreams. Hello?
What?
Hello?
Yeah, what do you mean, goodnight?
I'm about to lay down, bro. I'm about to get in the bed. I just want to call and tell you goodnight, bro. Sweet dreams.
Why the hell you call? Why are you telling me goodnight?
I hope you sleep tight, bro.
What?
All right, bro. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, man. Sweet dreams.
Where do you have going? Sweet dreams? I'm a grown. What's going on? Are you good?
I'm a grown man.
Right? But isn't it sweet? I love the idea of it. Guys just calling each other to tell them goodnight.
Yeah, but he's only doing it for the clout. He's only doing it for the
but
video.
That's how it starts. It starts as a bit, and then all of a sudden the bit becomes a lifestyle, and now you're just calling your bro every night to tell him goodnight, see how his day was.
We used to do that back in the late 90s.
I want to see that come back. Where did that go?
We had it. It was, what's up?
Landlines and everybody having to call, no texting. I say we go back to it. Let's get cable again. Get the landline phones back. Start leaving voicemails.
I don't want to talk on the phone with my friends. I didn't want to then. I don't want to now. That's why we shortened it up to what's up.
We need to combat the male loneliness epidemic.
I'm not lonely.
Well, other men are, so.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Thank you for being here with us. I'm happy to report that Drew's one-day trip to Camp Fitch in Pennsylvania went by with no incident.
Oh, good.
So he got home last night. The one thing I was concerned about was how they picked their seatmates on the bus, you know, the friend they were going to be sitting next to, because Drew was going to sit next to another really big troublemaker.
His friend
Johnny.
Recipe for disaster.
Who might be a little worse than Drew is, and probably a bad influence.
Probably. But you know what? We all need that.
But then Drew reported that his seat was directly behind his teacher. the seat right behind the teacher.
Oh, so he wasn't going to get away with anything.
So the teacher knew exactly what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He just put the troublemakers like right behind him, and so they had to be good all the way.
Or maybe Drew is just such a good kid that he's like, maybe if I sit this little troublemaker next to Drew, the angel, it'll keep this other kid in check.
I don't think that's it at all. But we were wondering, whose kid did get in the most trouble this year? Because the only thing Drew really did, and this was a phone call from the teacher. It was the time that he took a bunch of ketchup packets and took them into class and stuck them under the chair leg of, and when someone sat down, ketchup squirted all over the carpet.
And an so iconic prank. Messy, iconic, still get in trouble, but good.
Samantha in North Olmsted is already on the phone wanting to talk about her kid. Hello, Samantha.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell us about your son.
So he is a transfer to North Olmsted for the first time this year. So things were kind of off to a rough start. So he decided to, I don't know, maybe just try to fit in a little bit with, you know, the new kids. Mm-hmm. And he was told to do a roulette where he had to flip the hand dryer upside down, you know, so that it's blowing up.
Like in the bathroom?
Down. Yeah, of the school, yeah. And then put foam soap in there and turn it on, and therefore there's soap all over the bathroom.
So
the soap shoots up out of the
dryer, the hand dryer?
Exactly. Yes. And then he had to go into the mirror and show. He had to take a video of this and go into the mirror and show that it was him and send it to his friends that he actually did it.
Oh my, it's like elementary school hazing.
Oh yeah.
What?
I mean,
it sounds like he joined a fraternity.
It kind of does.
I was just shocked. I was so shocked. And here, I didn't even find out about this until I saw the video on his phone like months later. So I'm like, what? When did this happen?
Oh, wait, he got away with it. He didn't get in trouble?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yep, my God.
Exactly.
What grade is this, by the way?
He's going into eighth, so seventh grade.
Okay.
Is it bad that, like, I'm thinking about this contraption, and I'm like, ooh, that might be able to make, like, a whole bunch of bubbles? That's what, like,
yeah,
my first thought. I'm like, that'd be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I should try
but,
it.
Like, the times that these kids, you know, you can't get your homework done because you're spending all this time in the bathroom just doing these things that you shouldn't be doing. So
fun little science experiments.
But yours, however, your son, Samantha, got away with it. Did you punish him once you saw the video?
Yes, actually. He was not allowed to go to baseball practice, and that's a big thing for him. So
okay.
We typically don't like to do that, but that was the one thing, besides taking his phone away, you know, that he doesn't like. So
yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Samantha. 216-474-0104. Let's keep it rolling. So whose kid got into the most trouble? Samantha's kid kind of got away with it at the school.
I mean,
not with Samantha.
Not with Samantha. Like, that is crazy. He didn't get caught by any teachers. But did any of your kids get, like, an in-school suspension or detention on Saturday or, like, anything like that?
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. School is winding down. Last day of school is very soon. Some schools are already out.
I know. Summer's already starting for some kids, but others, this is the last week. I think some are even going to next week, too.
So we're wondering whose kid got into the most trouble this 2024-2025 school year. Let's start with Julie and Menor. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right. So we're wondering whose kid got in the most trouble this year. Is your kid a contender?
Well, he did spend a week in detention, so I feel like that qualifies.
Ooh, an entire week of detention.
A whole week. Wow, this must have been good.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he got them, but my son got a hold of a bunch of rubber bands.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in class, he had the rubber band on the tip of his finger and kind of turned it into a slingshot.
Okay.
And he was putting crayons in there and, like, slingshotting the crayons across the room and hitting friends when the teacher wasn't looking. So.
Oh, and what grade are we talking about here? What grade is your son?
He's in fourth grade.
Okay, going into fifth?
Yeah. He's going into fifth. And he's going to learn after that detention. But the teacher finally caught him because he decided to use something bigger, and it was a marker, and it actually
hit the back of the teacher.
He used the slingshot to shoot a marker at his teacher?
He told me it wasn't on purpose, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, was he aiming? Was that the intended target?
Yeah, your son either has good aim or really bad aim.
Well, whatever it was, he's never going to do that again because he didn't just get in trouble at school.
All right. Thank you, Julie. We appreciate you calling this morning. Have a great summer.
Thank you. You too.
And keep those rubber bands away from your kiddo.
Definitely.
All right. Jesse is in Parma. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the most trouble that your kid got into this year?
So he was a sophomore, and he was hanging out with some seniors. He'll do anything for a laugh, anything for attention. And so he had called me towards the end of the day from school and said, "Mom, there's something wrong with my phone." We were in the cafeteria, and I had set my phone down by the school microwave, and now it doesn't work. And I was like, well, that's weird, you know, right? And so then... So I started Googling some things, you know, about if that would actually happen and whatever. And then it came up where kids are trying to, like, microwave their phones to charge them. And I guess this is a thing. And so I flat out asked him, I said, you know, did you guys maybe think that it was going to charge the phone and throw in the microwave for a second? And he straight-faced lied to me and said, no, Mom, I'm not that stupid. Like, that's ridiculous. And so then... continued just to flat out deny anything and lie to me. And then as soon as we got home, you know, of course Dad thinks more like realistically real life. And he's like, well, I'm sure there's cameras in that cafeteria. Mm-hmm. He's like, we'll just ask the school. And so then all of a sudden he fesses up and he's like, okay, so here's what happened. So he had put his phone in the microwave for like a second, apparently. And then he said one of the seniors grabbed his phone and put his phone in the microwave for like another 10 seconds. And so, you know, the principal like looked at the video and was like, you could clearly tell by Blake's face that then the phone didn't work, you know, and he was immediately upset, right? And so all this came out. So he really didn't get in that much trouble at school.
How did he not get in trouble at school?
So the senior actually got in trouble, which, you know,
the senior took the fall for it.
Well, because he was the one that actually broke the phone, I guess, because I'm not saying Blake didn't get into any trouble. He did get one detention. He had to pay $100 towards the new phone. The senior had to pay the rest of the cost of the phone. But he was not allowed to have that phone for a long time from us because I was like this kid has... I thought had never lied to me.
Oh, and now you know? He is just caught red-handed. I mean, I'm glad that it didn't like blow up because I know that like tinfoil in the microwave blows up. Right. I can't imagine a phone would do well.
Is this another one of these TikTok challenges?
I hope not.
I don't know. And like I said, I mean, who would think that would charge your phone?
I don't know.
Apparently, these kids.
I mean, these kids are only hurting themselves at this point because they're taking away their biggest love of their life, their phones. Out of their hands for who knows how long.
I mean, yes, but kids are curious, and it just so happens that this is a very expensive device that they have in their hands.
Kids are curious, or kids are dumb?
A little bit of both.
It's dumb. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Thanks for hanging with us. Christy in Willowick, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good. It sounds like you're at work this morning. Am I right about that?
You are.
Christy, thank you for listening at work. We are going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions, and if you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins the game because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Question 1. What was the first network to air news 24 hours a day?
I don't even watch the news. CNN?
Question 2. What is the primary type of alcohol used in a traditional mint julep?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's gin, right? It's maybe. I don't know. Gin.
Question 3. Every store of this popular arts and crafts store is now permanently closed.
Pacatans.
Question 4. In 2019, this South Korean film was the first ever foreign film to win Best Picture?
I have no idea.
All right. Final question. It was announced that the final season of this popular Netflix show will begin releasing episodes on Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, that's Stranger Things. We have a whole room dedicated to Stranger Things.
Who has a room?
My daughter.
Is that right? Like a whole room in the house?
Yeah, listen, we've already talked. I have the whole crazy room. I still need to send you pictures. My whole house is crazy.
What goes on in the Stranger Things room?
That's just her bedroom. She's got a Demogorgon, like a 7-foot Demogorgon. She's got a whole bunch of displays, like the pop figures and everything like that, and characters. We made upside down on her ceiling.
Okay, so it is your daughter's bedroom.
Yes.
All right.
Her bedroom.
That makes sense. Okay, so she sleeps in the room with a Demogorgon.
A 7-foot Demogorgon.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
She is on her way in right now, Christy.
Perfect.
And we will compare her answers to your answers. Oh, by the way, let me tell you how you did today. Let me count you up here, Christy. I have you down for three correct. So 3 out of 5 today.
Perfect.
All right. Alyssa, your challenge is to get 3 correct or 4, and you will win this game. Are you ready to play?
Well, almost. Who am I playing?
Oh, Christy and Willowick. Have I not introduced you?
No. Good morning, Christy.
Sorry about that.
Good morning. It's fine. It's fine. We get excited.
Yeah, I'm doing too many things here at once. I'm fact-checking. There's too many.
Demogorging. You're doing it all.
Too many things on my mind. All right, question number one. What was the first network to air news 24 hours a day?
Is that CNN?
It is CNN. It was CNN. Question two. What is the primary type of alcohol used in a traditional mint julep?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Let's go with gin.
That's what Christy said. That is my favorite type of booze. However, it's incorrect. It is bourbon.
Oh.
Kentucky. Mm. Usually they drink it at the Kentucky Derby.
That dark liquor. I stay away from that stuff. You don't want to see me with any of that.
All right. Question number three. Every store of this popular arts and crafts store is now permanently closed.
Oh, R.I.P. Joann's.
Okay, that is correct. And that was the answer I was looking for. However, Christy answered Pat Kattan's.
Okay. Also, R.I.P. Pat Kattan's, though, because
that one's worse. That one hurt more.
Yeah, that one hurt me.
I'm going to accept that as an answer because
you should.
The way that the question is phrased, every store of this popular arts and crafts store is now permanently closed. That is Pat Kattan's.
Yeah.
So technically, that answer is also correct.
That is Pat Kattan's. Yeah. That is Joann Fabrics. Lord help me if Hollow's Paper Supply in Brunswick ever goes anywhere.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, girl. It's my saving grace. I love it. You have to go.
Okay, I will.
Okay, so you both have 2. And Alyssa needs 3 to tie or 4 to win. Here's question 4. In 2019, this South Korean film was the first ever foreign film to win Best Picture.
Parasite.
Parasite is correct. So she has the tie. Will she get the win? It was announced that the final season of this popular Netflix show will begin releasing episodes on Thanksgiving.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is correct.
They're all going to be like 25-year-old high schoolers by the time the show is over.
That's okay.
I'll still watch it anyways.
Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woo!
Christy, you were great. Here's what you should do. You are officially invited to Q104's Girls Night Out.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
So Christy, when you get there for Girls Night Out, then bring those pictures of your 7-foot Demogorgon that you have in your daughter's bedroom. So that's how we can see them.
Wait, there's a Demogorgon?
Yeah,
it
was a whole thing. It was a whole conversation. We can't get back into it.
I gotta see this thing. Yeah, bring the pictures, please.
I will. My name is Christy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.